The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Everyone, and welcome to Up on Taconic, the official podcast of Taconic High School. I'm your host for today's episode, Reed.
And we're your co-hosts for today, Aries.
And Timothy.
Here we talk about what's happening in our school, student stories, events, achievements, and more.
Thanks for listening. Let's get started.
Bit of a mouthful to start off. Thanks for joining us today, Timothy.
Thank you.
So, today on our agenda is not very long. We have three separate segments. We, of course, have our Thunder Report highlights, which we'll be getting into in just a second. We have Berkshire Delights afterwards, and then we have the Berkshire Eagle. All right. So, first things first, of course, we have to go to our weekly edition of the Thunder Report highlights.
This segment highlights major news from our weekly Thunder Report in a timed speed segment, and then afterwards we go into more details in a bigger discussion.
All right, so this is your first time, Timothy. It's a pretty simple concept. We're just going to do a speed run through of our normal Thunder Reports, like major news highlights. As you can see there, we have the news and all that type of stuff, and yeah, we usually time ourselves. Our record right now is just under a minute, so
yep.
I think we might be able to beat it.
Okay, remember to speak fast, Timmy.
I think it was like 52 seconds.
It was like 50, yeah.
Okay,
so. You ready?
All right, everybody there?
Yep.
All right, we go in 3, 2, 1. Go. Fall sports registration is now open. If you are interested in playing a fall sport, please visit the Pittsfield Public Schools Athletics website to register.
AP exams have started this week, continuing throughout next week. Make sure those who are testing reach out to your teachers for times and dates. Good luck.
Last Friday, City Hall came to Taconic to celebrate Arbor Day with a few Taconic shops and students by planting a tree. Arbor Day is a global holiday to celebrate trees in a clean environment.
Shout out to horticulture, environmental science, carpentry, and advanced manufacturing for contributing to this holiday. Check out the full video on our YouTube channel.
A full video is out now for the young adult job fair. Be sure you can check it out when you can.
Boom.
It was me. It's all me.
What?
I spoke really fast.
That's fair.
That was the fastest I've ever spake.
So yes, we didn't have a bunch of news compared to our usual, but we do have our timing. Our timing for this week round is
36 seconds and 790 milliseconds.
Damn, Reed.
We did read pretty fast. Okay, let's have a conversation real quick. AP exams, I might have done a little bit of a miss thing there. It started last week, actually. Sorry to say that. They started last week, and it's continuing this week. Students, of course, are taking them actively as we speak. Yeah. It's a pretty big deal for people who want to get into college, of course. Like,
my heart's palpitating.
And, you know, get those big points. So looks really good on a resume. It looks good on, like, you know, when you want to get to college. It's a big thing.
When?
It is a big thing. But as someone who has taken an AP test before, it is not easy. You have to, like, just it's basically MCAS part two. Let's be honest. It's more stressful than MCAS, to be honest.
Apparently, the rumor is actually we're supposed to be getting finals, but that is not.
I don't know. But,
I'm scared.
AP tests are honestly more stressful than MCAS because.
MCAS?
Like, shut up. it's like, it's out of 5 points. I got a 2, by the way, on my AP human geography test. But anyway.
Pardon?
Yeah, I got a 2. It was
2 out of what?
Out of 5.
Oh, so we got a 40.
I guess 40.
I mean,
5 means 5 means you get college credits. 4 means you might get college credits. 3 means you might. 2 means you're not. And 1 means you're just stupid. So, basically,
what does 0 mean?
You can't get a 0. Lowest is 1.
Huh,
0 is like you purposely got all the question wrong. But anyway, I got a 2 because I did not study and I.
Womp, just get ADHD. You won't need a study.
Not how that works, Timmy.
Okay.
On a more serious note.
So up next, Arbor Day. We did actually witness that a little bit. They were filming it right outside on a stage over by our student parking lot. It was kind of interesting to watch. I didn't really understand what was going on, but now I do. And I did not get to see the video yet on the YouTube channel, but I'm excited to see it when it comes.
I like Arbor Day because it's a celebrating a clean environment, and I'm an advocate for those type of things. Not only for environmental science just to be studied and to help people understand why we need a clean environment, but it is also just important to take care of whom some may consider a mother.
Yep.
Yep. Indeed. And I think that's about it for the recap, actually. There's not much else to talk about. I don't know what any of the fall sports. It's kind of early, actually, to be talking about fall sports because it's May.
We can mention horticulture, environmental science, and carpentry for helping out.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks for helping out. I think we were also a part of it, which we were recording the event, so it was really cool.
We didn't directly record it.
It was the other week. Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I love you guys. Other week. Let's go, go.
I love you guys.
We have two different teams, if you guys didn't know. The other week is called our gold team, and we're called the green team.
I love you guys.
Yeah, because it's gold week.
I love you guys.
Green week.
Guys, yep. I love you.
I don't reciprocate.
Sorry,
I
love you guys. Calm down. Yeah, but fall sports, don't know anything really about any of the sports that are happening. I know golf is one of them.
Yeah, so it's golf, cross country. There's also varsity for stuff like softball and stuff. And I think baseball. Yeah,
stuff like softball and stuff.
Be quiet.
Maybe soccer might be happening in football, of course.
Yeah, there's varsity too. There's volleyball. I'm pretty sure, is basketball?
No, that's winter.
That's winter.
Think so.
There's one more I'm trying to think. Swimming is spring, I'm pretty sure. No, it might be
swimming. Swimming's winter also, I think, because they swim at the YMCA. I'm not sure.
It might, swimming might be fall. I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah. Check it out. Look at posters. Be happy.
Yeah. Make sure if you are interested, make sure to take a look. So if you want to check out the full Thunder Report, head on over to the Taconic TV YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. This week, we talked with people about Mental Health Awareness Month, a segment highlighting teacher appreciation in our weekly Sports Corner and Spanish Headlines segment.
That's it for Thunder Report Highlights.
Now, we go to this week's episode of Berkshire Delights. Yeah, about Berkshire Delights. We had an idea to record something today, but a new idea did just come through. So we will be focusing on that one. So yeah, Berkshire Delights, unfortunately, this week got canceled. But next week when we're back, well, we're not going to be back to next week, but you get the point. Next time when we're back, we will be doing a whole different concept that I think everybody will love. Sorry for that. And yeah, I hope we're going to move on to the next segment. Bye.
Next up, we go to this week's major headlines from the Berkshire Eagle.
Here are some of the biggest articles from the Berkshire Eagle from last week. I'm joined by Timothy and Aries, so let's get started.
And me first with the Special Olympics. The 45th annual Berkshire County Special Olympics took place at Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington, bringing together more than 350 athletes ages 4 to 80. Athletes competed in events like races, long jump, and softball throw while being supported by over 120 volunteers, family members, and local students. Even though it rained during the event, the cheering and excitement continued throughout the day. High school and elementary school students encouraged athletes with signs, pom-poms, and applause. Volunteers, families, and school staff said the event was full of joy and community support. Parents shared how meaningful the Special Olympics is for their children, while organizers and volunteers said they loved seeing the athletes feel proud, supported, and celebrated.
Jersey Mike's Subs may be opening its first Berkshire County location in Pittsfield. Interest grew after online job postings advertised a general manager position for a possible new store in the city. Liotta, co-owner of Liotta Brothers, LLC, the New York-based franchise group exploring the project, said they are currently looking at possible locations, but no final decision has been made yet. He explained that the address listed in job postings was only used to help study the local labor market. Jersey Mike's, which started in 1956, now has more than 4,000 locations across the country. There are already many stores in Massachusetts and upstate New York, but none yet in the Berkshires. Liotta said Pittsfield seems like a strong market for expansion and that the community has been welcoming so far. Oh, I have one. Okay. Morningside Community School in Pittsfield closed on Friday after a pipe burst in a student bathroom on Thursday, causing... Oh, okay. I'm going to start that. I thought I missaid something. Morningside Community School in Pittsfield closed on Friday after a pipe burst in a student... You've got to be fucking kidding me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Morningside Community School in Pittsfield closed on Friday after a pipe burst in a student bathroom on Thursday, causing major flooding in parts of the building. School officials said a large amount of water spread into carpets and nearby areas shortly after dismissal. The school is closing for the following days so the crew can clean and dry the affected spaces. Officials say custodial staff are working to make sure the building is safe for students and staff to return on Monday. All of the Pittsfield schools will remain open as scheduled.
Okay. A new Massachusetts poll found the most voters support stronger restrictions on social media use for children and teens. About 72% of people surveyed supported a proposed law that would ban social media for children under 14 and require parental permission for teens ages 14 and 15. The bill recently passed by the Massachusetts House would also ban cell phone use during the school day. Support for the proposal was strongest among independent voters, while Democrats and Republicans showed similar levels of support overall. Governor Mara Healey also introduced a related proposal that would limit social media for use for users under 18 and prevent companies from using addictive algorithms to target young users. Both proposals are aimed at protecting children and teens online. The poll surveyed 721 Massachusetts residents and found only 17% opposed the restrictions.
Only 17%, not like that's almost a fifth. I drank some water, so my tongue's going to be cold, so this might take a bit. A space technology lab in Pittsfield is helping NASA prepare for future Artemis moon missions. Not just the Berkshires, Pittsfield. Electromagnetic Applications, or EMA, announced that its lab at the Berkshire Innovation Center will test materials used in spacesuits designed for upcoming missions to the moon. The Artemis program aims to send astronauts back to the moon, with future missions planning to land humans on the lunar surface for the first time in decades. EMA's lab recreates harsh space conditions, such as radiation and lack of oxygen, to test how much materials and equipment will perform in surgery. What?
Surgery? Whoa!
Surgery. Let's try this again.
Surgery.
EMA's lab recreates harsh space conditions, such as radiation and lack of oxygen, to test how materials and equipment will perform in space. The company works with aerospace and defense industries and is partnering with California-based company Synopsys on the spacesuit testing project. EMA's chief technology officer, Justin McCannon, said the lab helps make sure equipment used in space works safely and correctly. Scientists at the lab use simulations and advanced technology to identify problems before missions launch. Very similar to a certain movie. The company has already worked on the Orion space capsule for Artemis II since 2007. The company has already worked on the Orion space capsule for Artemis II since 2007. Pittsfield also has another connection to the Artemis program through astronaut Stephanie Wilson, a Taconic High School graduate selected for the missions.
Stephanie Wilson! Goat Stephanie Wilson.
Goat at.
Okay. New e-bike rules. Attention all teenagers. Governor Maura Healey has proposed a new Massachusetts bill that would create stricter rules for e-bikes, scooters, and mopeds based on how fast they can travel. The plan would divide these vehicles into four speed categories. Lower speed e-bikes would follow rules similar to bicycles, including helmet requirements and protection for younger riders. Faster vehicles, like mopeds, would face stricter rules such as registration insurance, age limits, and restrictions on where they can be ridden. Healey said the proposal is meant to improve safety as micro mobility devices become more common. The bill comes after concerns that about reckless riding and accidents involving e-bikes and similar vehicles. The proposal would also require safety equipment like lights and brakes, ban illegal speed modifications, and give police and the registry of motor vehicles more power to enforce regulations. Skate officials say the goal is to reduce crashes, protect pedestrians, and create clear rules to ride across Massachusetts. Okay, so obviously there's a decent amount to discuss there. So, I guess it's about the NASA thing. Let's start off with that.
About the NASA thing, I'm pretty excited because it means my hometown, where I was born at and have been living for all my life, is helping NASA.
Yeah.
That's kind of a crazy thing.
Also, like, the Stephanie Wilson thing, like, it's great. That was mentioned.
Well, several times when I was sitting in the main office, I saw that a tapestry on the wall and was like, nice. Nice.
Yeah. The Stephanie Wilson banner is a huge part. I get not really in Taconic's history, but technically yes, but also like to show like that dreams can happen. Like it shows that this person that graduated from Taconic, which I guess at the point in time that she graduated from was
1980s.
Yeah. 1980s or 1990s. I don't know.
It was 70s or 80s.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah. She's huge for us. And the fact she went to the moon, she accomplished these things. It's great.
And it also like shows like, you know, you can leave.
You can accomplish big things outside of Taconic.
You can leave the school whenever you want.
Okay.
Just walk out anyway.
But yeah, I think the fact that the
Sparking Spider.
Okay. I think the fact that the Berkshire Innovation Center is getting involved in this whole thing is great.
Yeah.
I think that
it's not only Pittsfield, it's the Berkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a whole.
I think Western Massachusetts gets a lot of slander because, you know, it's like...
Well, because we're the biggest part of Massachusetts. You got to consider that.
It's the West.
What do you mean, biggest part of Massachusetts?
We're the non-coastal part. Well, Western's
like pretty much like 75% of Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. But like the people really slander West because the Eastern board is like so like populated. It's like so cool. And people are like, oh, I want to go there. I want to go on vacation.
It's only popular because it's by an ocean.
Cape Cod, Boston, really. All those other tourist attractions are over there.
The thing is, like, it gets history because of, like, Provincetown, Pilgrims. It has, like, all that cool stuff, Plymouth, Salem. And Western Massachusetts is just here. We just exist. But
Western Massachusetts is suburbs, but modern, but not really modern.
Let me speak. But the thing is, like, yeah, Boston creates all these cool things, But we also do that. And we have, we're the more forested part of, it's kind of like looking at New York and being like, yeah, southeastern New York is the best part because that's where the city is. Like, that, no, you know, the rest of New York has so many cool things about it. I mean, I will agree, Western Massachusetts kind of sucks, but like we create stuff, you know, well, we make stuff.
New York.
We
haven't really expanded out much. I mean, we have.
I mean, we're right next to the. We're, look, if you just go a tiny bit more west, you get to Albany.
Yeah.
We're right next to a news station city.
Yeah.
That's fair.
If you go like a bit south, you get to California. No, not California. Connecticut.
You don't want to go south in Massachusetts.
I've gone south so many times.
Okay, but the thing also, like, on a very technical level that many people may not know, the residents of the Berkshires may know, is that you're not happy with the weather? Wait 5 minutes. That's a saying for a reason. And this is because the... Western Massachusetts is what's called a continental climate. To put it in short, it does not like staying still. But Eastern Massachusetts is an oceanic climate. It is determined by the ocean. They like being consistent.
Yeah. And I went to vacation. I go to vacation at like the Cape Cod area every year. They...
You got off topic very fast.
It is... Okay, listen. It is either incredibly hot in the summer... Or God is crying. Either one.
Huh. All right. Another thing I do want to mention that obviously for us teenagers is a little provoking.
Just a little?
Social media bans. Of course, I can understand fully why they'd be banned. I mean, have you seen the things that pop up sometimes? It's a lot. But also, like... I can understand 14? Fully why they're going through with it, but also like
14 years old.
I think
at the very most 13.
Yeah. We talked about this last time too. And now that cut Aries it all is here, out. What is your opinion on this whole social media ban? It's been happening for quite some time now. And we talked about this last time before we went on the break.
I'm already out of the age. I don't need any parental.
I'm thinking. I think it's good. I think because let's be honest, people who don't have a phone, or they do have a phone, but they go on it like once or twice a day, and it's just like a tool instead of something they use to actually get entertainment from, they are more happier. Most of the time they're more happier because they don't get that I don't know, that instant dopamine from scrolling, or they don't waste hours of their day watching anime in their bed. But like they, you know what I mean? Like they're more happier because they have more relationships, they're more social. And I think if you grow up with a phone, and you see this with this generation, if you grow up with a phone and you grow up with scrolling, you're going to be less happy because you're so used to having technology. Yep. Have you guys watched WALL-E?
WALL-E?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
But like, we're going to end up like those guys.
Exactly, yeah.
Something else is that banned cell phone use during the school day. Now, I've said this once. I'll say it again. Just put a Faraday cage around every school. That'll prevent them from using it because data won't be able to reach their phone anymore.
It's illegal to have any cell blockers now, I believe.
With the school, it's a lot more complicated because I get why they're doing it because kids are on the phone in class and they're supposed to be learning. Number one, though, make your classrooms more interesting. They're on their phones for a reason.
Yep.
Number two, if there's a big emergency and you have to instantly contact someone, no one's going to walk down to the office and be like, can I call my mother? Like, no one's going to do that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, to be fair, people do that.
That's only because I don't have a cell phone number, like, by the way.
Phones, oh, geez. The only reason they want to ban phones is because people and students, just like I said, they're addicted to them because they were so grown up with them.
we're going to talk for a second here.
They're addicted to them. because of addictive algorithms. Now, exactly. Meta has already been accused of this. Accused. This is not confirmed. We don't know if it's an addictive algorithm, but they have been accused, and it is a supposed addictive algorithm for not face. Well, I think for Facebook and Instagram, allegedly. But another thing I've noticed is that, well, YouTube one is getting more stale. I don't know if that's just me, but I think this is allegedly, I do not support this statement even though I am saying it. YouTube also allegedly has a addictive algorithm, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I do not support this statement. It is a hypothesis based off my own observations. YouTube and the like with Instagram and Bilibili. Yes, I'm mentioning Bilibili and Red Note.
Red Note?
They, Xiaohong Shu.
Mm.
But just along with like literally every social media app has a somewhat addictive algorithm at least. But this is because allegedly, this is my observations, they want users to keep using the app.
Yeah.
What this has caused is what I would like to call seasonal effectiveness disorder in spring, where people, not just kids, people are staying in their bedrooms or staying in their houses and not going outside.
That is indeed actually what I wanted to talk about. Kids, it's not just kids that we're talking about here, like teens.
I wasn't done talking.
I know, but it's also, I've seen teachers on their phone half the time, like, dude, I'm over here casually doing my work and not actually on my phone for once. And also, all of a sudden I see my teacher just over here just on his phone.
Well, he could be like texting family.
If it's texting, I can understand, but it literally
also what kind
of proves
what I noticed is that not we as a nation, but we as a state in total, literally, but not only independents, but Democrats and Republicans all came together and said, you know, banning cell phone use in school is a good idea. And I wholeheartedly agree. We came together as a full state were like, ooh, yeah, let's get rid of that. I was surprised, but it makes sense. It's something we don't want people to get addicted to anything.
Yeah. And
because addiction has become such a strong word, it does have some stigma around it, but it's still an addiction, and we want to either get rid of or prevent that those addictions entirely.
And a way to, for people who are listening, there's a couple ways to kind of make sure you don't get addicted to some things. Like, everybody gets addicted to something. Like, everyone here is addicted to something, even if it's positive. Do not do that, Reed. even if it's positive, negative, it doesn't matter. Like, it could be positive, it could be negative, it could be anything. Like, I'm addicted to math, okay? Shut up. Anyway.
I think that's underplaying it. Addiction.
But, like, a way to is experience new things. Like, if you, and you're probably like, oh, how's this going to help? If you're too comfortable with something, you might become eventually addicted to it, right? Or thinking about, like,
or you'll be afraid of change.
Exactly. You'll be afraid of changing who you are, changing what you're going to do, changing your layout. You know, you don't want to stick with one thing forever, because then you're not really addicted to it, but you might. And another thing is, like, when someone says something is bad for you and it's like the entire world is saying it, it is probably bad for you, you know? And stuff like, let me get a little serious here for a moment. Stuff like, you know, drugs, smoking, all that stuff. Like, obviously it's bad for you, but people, you can cut it out if you want. People do it because, you know,
because it makes them happy.
Exactly. And it's
temporarily.
It's Mental Health Awareness Month, so we can talk about this.
Yes, indeed. I mean, that's
what it does is it's to do with nicotine.
Yeah.
Nicotine overstimulates your dopamine receptors, overstimulates your production of dopamine, so you can get more, you can get that high. But what this does is make you need to get more of that high and even a higher high. And that's what leads to addiction, because you need to you almost constantly do it in order to get that satisfaction.
And it's similar to scrolling too. Like you do it more and more and more.
And it's the thrill of the hunt too.
Yeah.
Because you get satisfaction out of doing something, and you do it, but it takes very little energy. So you get that dopamine. Thing is, overusing your dopamine receptors gets rid of your energy.
Yeah, and I think the best way to get satisfaction, the best way to feel satisfied, is to work hard. If you are scrolling, or if you're doing something really quick, you'll feel satisfied, but that's going to last like 2 seconds. If you work really hard to do something, if you have a project you're doing and then you complete it and it's either bad or good or whatever, you're still going to get satisfaction. It's going to be way more rewarding than just scrolling on your phone for 3 hours.
A concept I like to call delayed satisfaction, where it's what you were talking about with projects, is that you do something and you do it for a long time, and then when the thing is complete, you get satisfaction.
Yeah. Reed, do you have anything to add on?
No, I don't think I do. I also wanted to quickly just go over some of the other topics as well. E-bike bans, I'm going to be honest.
I don't care.
Well, not bans, but like e-bike rules being put into play. And like all these other rules concerning like those kind of vehicles where kids are on them and such, like e-bikes, mopeds. I can fully understand it, to be honest, because honestly... I think I've seen it before.
But they're vehicles. I kind of expect it.
Yeah, of course. They do have to go under some regulation. Another thing with e-bikes, actually, that's kind of concerning is we have 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds that are going, like, fast on e-bikes trying to get to school. Yeah. I know someone, too. Yeah. But, yeah. I get it's a convenience, but also these guys don't have licenses. Why are they on the road?
Yeah.
I mean, I could fully understand it if you're not...
I understand like, if it's a bicycle.
Well, yeah, if it's a bicycle, that's a little different. But, like, I can't understand it sometimes. Like, you shouldn't be... If it's... There's no cars on there, I can kind of understand and that kind of thing. But if that's your, like, option to get to school, fully understand, makes sense.
Bike lanes, but Pittsfield barely has any, so...
Bike lanes are accessible on North Street. However, I don't think we have them anywhere else.
There's none on First Street.
I think if it's going like super fast, you should have some way of like getting a license for it. You shouldn't be able to just like be 13 years old and be yee.
But dead. Driver's ed as well, like you have to go through it. I feel like that makes sense. I mean, I think there should be some kind of restriction on that, to be honest, where, like, you have to go through driver's ed first because, obviously, there's moped licenses that you have to get.
Boy, I think it should be a little easier to get than a driver's license because it's less, like, obviously, it still takes skill, but it's, like, less with a car.
It's not a two-ton steel box.
Yeah, exactly. And it should take less to get it, but it still should take something.
And the thing is, with an electronic vehicle, you can limit the speed remotely.
Yeah.
Why not just do that? Eh? Uh-huh. Oh, right, because it's because Massachusetts and Pittsfield trust their, trusts their civilians so much that they lowered the age of consent by 2. Okay, bro. It's 16.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
Federally, it's 16, 17, 18. Just choose one. In Massachusetts, it's 16. But they trust us so much that they lowered it to the minimum. I get why they don't want to limit the speed on e-bikes and e-mopeds, but you can do that. So if people are going too crazy on those electronic vehicles, that's the thing. Lower the speed.
So we got two more topics. One's very quick and the others, might take us like 3 minutes. Morningside flood, just wanted to make a quick thing about this.
That's where
it happens. It does. We had one recently at Taconic. I hope nobody was affected by it.
I wasn't there for that day.
Sewage. I believe it might have been sewage if they might have shut it down. If it's just some water, then it's just some, yeah. But it's not great. It's not fun. Sorry to if anybody was affected. I hope you're doing well and you're having a nice day off at least.
They're probably celebrating.
Probably. Well, yeah, most kids are probably
elementary schoolers, bro.
Yeah.
If they have any excuse to get out of school this late in the year, I honestly
I skipped a bit last year at the end of the year.
And finally, the final topic that we should go over is the Jersey Mike's subs coming to Pittsfield. So we read that a little bit. Jersey Mike's. Love Jersey Mike's.
Subway's better.
Subway. I love Subway too. Jersey Mike's, however, is like a treat once in a while. And so Subway. They're both like a treat.
And they're both addictive, but Subway's better.
I love Jersey Mike's. And Subway's better. If it comes to Pittsfield, amazing.
I already know of a Subway that I can get to from Taconic.
Yeah, there's one right down the street. Yeah.
I think I've never
down the street. You have to walk a while.
I've never had Jersey's Mike's.
Well, it's still technically on the
Jersey's
same
Jersey's Mike's.
Shut up.
You've never had it?
No, I've Subway. All I know is Subway is amazing. So. Okay. I've never had
Angelina's.
I've had
Angelina's. No, I've only had the mainstream ones. I've never had the local ones.
Really?
Cumbies. I've went to Cumbies, but I don't think that's local.
Have you guys gotten a sandwich at Whitney's Farm? I think it's Whitney's Farm.
Mm-mm.
No?
I've gone to Burger King.
I tried the sandwiches at both 99 and Panera. They were both great.
I've gone to Burger King. I've had McDonald's. It's just as bad.
Dude, Panera has like a certain like smell to the food.
Well, the Panera bread also is amazing. That's like the whole... The
rich white girl makes a restaurant.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but they did it the right way.
Yeah.
Anyways.
If they had garlic bread, I'd go.
Oh, Lord.
Sure.
You didn't affirm me they don't have garlic bread?
I'm not.
What was that?
Anyway.
Me spitting on Panera because they don't have garlic bread for a bread.
They might. I'm not sure. Anyways, before we get too carried away, that's it for this week's edition of Berkshire Eagle. For more information regarding these articles, head on over to Berkshire Eagle's website for more. Now we head back. Well, that is all we have for you this evening.
If you have any questions or ideas, email us at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net.
For more from us, check out our YouTube channel, Taconic TV, where you'll find our weekly news show, The Thunder Report, and much more.
Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.